When you're dealing with a spouse who's been unfaithful, it's awfully difficult to navigate what to do next. Last time on Family Matters, we were helping a wife who's recently discovered her husband's infidelity. Stay tuned as we continue to provide guidance. Hi, I'm Graham Chanel for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. The question we began responding to last time went like this. I've just discovered that my spouse has been cheating on me. As you can imagine, I was devastated when I first learned of his infidelity, and I still haven't recovered from the shock. I have not confronted him yet and have no idea what I'm going to do. Can you give me some direction? Our first two points of advice last time were to establish the facts first, and then to get the big picture in terms of what the relationship is or was between your spouse and the other individual. The next step in the process would be to confront honestly. It's vital that you be firm in your convictions and clear where you stand before taking this step. That's because you need to meet this challenge from a position of strength and self-assurance. When you're ready, arrange a time to sit down and talk with your spouse. Choose a private meeting place where you know you won't be interrupted. The crisis in your marriage is emotionally charged, but stay calm and cool. In order to achieve this, most people need to write out what they're going to say. Always pray first and ask God to give you a grace-filled but assertive message. Inform your spouse in clear and carefully measured language that you're aware of what's been going on. Explain that you're weighing up your options and making some plans of your own, and you don't have to reveal what those plans are at this point. You should also give your spouse an opportunity to voice his or her thoughts on the matter. Ask some pointed questions like, are you still standing at a crossroads? Do you want to pursue your relationship with this other person? Or are you willing to give it up and start rebuilding our marriage with outside help? Make it clear that a decision of some kind has to be made, and there can be no two ways about it. It's critical that you assign a deadline for this decision, otherwise you may be waiting weeks or months for an answer. One of the best things you can do is set up an appointment with a Christian marriage counselor who you can meet with before bringing your spouse into the mix. That will give you a chance to get your facts straight, sort out your own emotions, and settle on a plan. After that, you can invite your spouse to become part of the process. If you encounter opposition, continue in counseling on your own. But let your spouse know that if that's the way it's going to be, you will have to consider the possibility of taking more serious measures. And that would be to create a crisis. If your unfaithful spouse proves steadfastly unrepentant or refuses to cooperate, it might be a good idea to draw in a couple of close friends or perhaps a church elder or pastor to whose pleas and advice he or she might be inclined to listen. This will have two important effects. Firstly, it will give your spouse an opportunity to hear another viewpoint, the viewpoint of an objective observer, and secondly, they'll demonstrate to your spouse that you are not alone in the stance you've taken. If this fails to achieve the desired results, you may need to give your spouse an ultimatum. Say something like, either you end the affair and we get counseling together, or you'll have to look for other living accommodations until you're ready to help resolve the problem. Be brave and prayerful in all you do and ask God to guide you. Focus on the Family's counseling staff would consider it a privilege to discuss your situation with you over the phone if you think this might be helpful. You can contact our counseling department on 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. They can also provide you with referrals to qualified marriage and family therapists practicing in your area. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.